All right, time now for the plays of the week. Patriots get their 9th win. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you. What do we got against Miami here last Sunday, Coach?
Well, starting on defense, this is the first third down play of the game, so third down and 2. And I thought this was really a well-executed play here. The Dolphins are coming in and trying to pick to get Williams out in the flat against the linebacker. And this is Trevor Riley and Malcolm Butler playing the pick route really well, with Trevor taking the picker and Malcolm coming off on the back in the on the wide route here to Williams. So it was very, you know, very well done here in coverage. And then we have pressure up the middle with Landon Roberts. And with the back releasing, that puts a little bit of stress here on the offensive line. So Landon comes up the middle, and Trey Flowers gets inside of Tunsil. And so really the kind of play you like to see on defense. Yeah. Pressure on the quarterback, good coverage. Quarterback's got to throw the ball away. Big stop, get the ball back, and good way to start the game defensively.
Just that one little spot right there by Malcolm, getting that leverage, you know, kind of makes him hesitate, and then, boom, the rush gets him.
Yeah, all right. It's good to – good to see those third down, stops. This is a reverse to Rex Burkhead, and really the key, kind of the key play on this is Dwayne Allen does a great job right here. So the reverse goes to Burkhead, and Dwayne Allen's got the defensive end there, and he makes a decision right here as to whether he needs to block him or whether he can pass him up and go and get to the next level, which in this case is Rashad Jones coming to support the play. And I think Dwayne really does a great job on this play. He passes up Branch, goes to Jones, kicks Jones out. Burkhead's able to beat Branch into the seam there, and that really creates the running lane on the play. So it's kind of a two-for-one block here, but a really good decision by Dwayne Allen. And Rex takes it with some good running and takes a probably 7 or 8 yard gain and turns it into 20.
Again, good blocking by receivers downfield too, so it's
very
all
good.
Sort of simultaneous.
Yep. Our receivers did a really good job of hustling and making those extra blocks. We had, you know, 4 explosive runs in the game, which was it's always great to see.
All right, red zone looks like.
Well, this is a big touchdown here to Rob, and it's kind of a scissors play here where Brandon Cooks comes in and runs a post, and Rob runs a flag. So kind of the scissors concept, and then we have a back in the flat here, and this is a cover 4 pattern, so a quarters pattern where the 4 defensive backs had the 4 online receivers, and this scissors action is a tough pattern for the strong safety. So what happens on this play is when Burkhead goes to the flat, the linebacker slides out to take him, and that leaves Rob with an opportunity to get outside on 2 players, the middle linebacker and the safety, who are playing him inside, while Cooks goes to the post. So if the safety were to come down here and jump Gronkowski, then that would leave Cooks open going to the middle of the field. If the safety falls back and helps on Cooks, then that has Rob running to the flag on the linebacker, which is pretty much what we have here. Alonzo drops him, but you know, he wasn't in a very good position to take him anyway.
Yeah, Tom does a good job, too, hanging on there just to that last second until he takes the hit there.
Yep, he does a good job of stepping up. We get a little bit of pressure from Wake there on the right side, but you know, another well-designed play here by Josh and the offensive staff. And matches up well against this coverage. Good throw, good catch, good touchdown.
And Rob, from a spacing standpoint, too, you'll see some tight ends in this league, they'll start to bend that early, and that just gives it away right away. But his ability to keep it vertical and then snap it out really opens it up for him.
Yep.
Did you guys practice this stuff? I know he really kind of wanted to talk about it after the game,
really.
But he didn't.
I wonder how high that ball went right there.
That's one of his better ones in the last 5 years, really. I mean, to tell you the truth, he got the new turf in that, but. All right, moving on here. It's Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, this is a big play in the third quarter here on this strip. So Van Noy comes off the tight end here and crosses Julius Thomas's face, and Chung replaces him on the outside. And Van Noy is able to flatten it out, get down the line there, make the play, and strip the ball here off of Drake. And Chung comes around for the recovery. So big stop here on second and short, and end up with more than a third down situation. We actually come out of here with the ball. Really good job by Van Noy. Again, coming off the backside here. He times this up nicely on the cadence, gets inside of Thomas, flattens it out, and there's a strip on Drake.
seems like something every week with Van Noy, whether it's inside, outside. Just he does a lot of little things well.
Yeah, good football player.
Good football player. Okay, good stuff, Coach. All right, Buffalo this week, 1 p.m. I know that fan base will be ready up there. Go get them.
You bet they will. Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week. See you next week.